the list. And today, we are randomly going to list out our top five movie crushes. And this, to me, is when you were watching a movie, and you were like, okay, yeah. And it might not even be necessarily that actress and anything else, but that actress or that actor in that role.
Sure.
And you thought to yourself, yeah, I want to crawl in this movie and get with that.
Okay, sure.
And maybe at home you tried.
Maybe you did.
Because back in the day when some of these things would come along on VHS, if you paused it just right.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
You could enjoy
a
little love with that person.
Okay. I will say we are probably more than likely not going to have any crossover on our list.
I can guarantee you we're not.
Let's have you roll this out first.
All right, so I'll put mine as number five, and this is, I don't know why, but, man, this moved the needle for me when I first saw this movie. Incredibly smoking hot in this role. And that is an actress named Alice Eve as Molly in the movie She's Out of My League. And this is a movie filmed in Pittsburgh with Jay Baruchel, who is like this goofy, rinky-dink dude who he's an airport security guy or TSA guy, whatever, and this smoking hot blonde chick comes through the security and he helps her out and they end up dating. And, man, in this movie, she's out of his league 100%, but you're like, that, okay, yes. And there's a couple scenes in there where I'm all about it.
Yeah, no need for the descriptions. Yeah. But
no,
I'm with
just
you.
She looks like she'd be fun to maybe hang out with.
And that's all we want to do, just hang out.
I want to hang out with that character.
Yes.
All right, so number four for me, this would be, and really she's not in the movie that much, but if you are my age, and you were 20 or so, or 18. Really, if you were in the age range of 16 to 24 in the summer of 99 when this movie came out, you've enjoyed this scene multiple times, and that would be Shannon Elizabeth as Nadia in American Pie.
That's probably on a...
I'm also a fan.
Boy, do we have a deal for you, brother.
A lot of folks.
That specific,
she
man...
She was really good looking.
She was, and in that scene, in the movie theater when you went and saw that, every dude was like, I think we all audibly exclaimed, like, yeah! And then you're like, when does it come out where I can rent it? And I have an apartment by myself. It's great. What?
You were fine.
Well, just, I like to turn up loud. I didn't want to bother anyone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just watching the film.
Okay.
So that'll be my number three, or my number four, excuse me. Number three, and this is probably when I was much younger, but man, I'm not sure that it's changed even now. And that would be Elizabeth Shue as Allie in Karate Kid. And back in the day, I love Karate Kid. It's probably one of my favorite movies of all time. And I remember when I was a kid seeing this and then kind of growing up through the Karate Kid years as Daniel's son aged. And it really broke my heart in Karate Kid 2. You're like, well, where's Allie? You find out that, she left him and it just never was the same. And then when Cobra Kai, the Netflix series, came out and they brought that character back, you're like, yeah. And Elizabeth Shue still has it. I mean, she's got it. But Adventures in Babysitting, okay. But, man, in Karate Kid, she upped the game when she ran out there on the mat when he won. You're like, yeah, I want to get into karate so I can have a girlfriend like her. My number two is Rachel McAdams as Allie Hamilton in The Notebook, which... Man, I had a thing for Rachel McAdams, but in that role, at that time period, some of the outfits that they would wear, and she was so sweet and so pretty and just so loving. Like, in your head when you saw, like, I'm going to find Allie Hamilton in my life. And, of course, I never did.
Aw.
That's all right. What are you going to do? But my number one of all time... And this might be just at the age I was at, because I was 15 when this movie came out. I saw it in the theaters multiple times. I loved it at the time. I still do. It was her first ever movie. But when she walked on screen, every 15-year-old in that theater was like, swing. Cameron Diaz as Tina Carlisle in The Mask.
She was...
That red dress.
Yeah. No, that's a...
That was...
That is a needle
mover. Who is that? Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. I appreciate that as number one.
Yes.
That's, you saw that movie, man, she is beautiful. Don't know if that was her first role. Oh, it was.
Yeah,
okay.
She, I think she was 21 years old at the time.
Yeah.
So not that much older than 15-year-old me.
You thought maybe you had
a chance. Obviously way too old for me.
And then you look at Jim Carrey in the mask. You're thinking, this green-headed dude can pull that?
And I was like,
come on now.
Because I was very Jim Carrey-ish. In high school and in middle school, so I was like, man, I can get a babe like that.
Jim Carrey-ish.
You know.
I think I would kind of love to see that.
I can do some Jim Carrey.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you can. Yes, you're right. We have zero crossover.
What a shock.
On our list as far as movie crushes will go. I will start, and I will give a little bit of a honorable mention to Phoebe Cates.
In Fast Times.
And the getting out in the pool with the bikini.
That's
and all
a free
that.
Space.
That's a
because everybody was Judge Reinhold at some point in their life.
That's an honorable mention for me. But let's go with five. And the first time we see her in this movie, she is running in slow motion with headphones on, and that's Nia Long in Friday.
Okay,
she's on the sidewalk and they are they're looking at her and she walks and she runs. I love Nia Long. And just her in that scene as she's running down jogging was like, okay, hello,
she's still perfect.
Friday. At four is Eva Mendez in Hitch.
Okay, yeah. What a cool chick in that movie, too.
I thought the whole riz that that Will Smith had, and she was throwing it right back, just kind of upped her little sexiness in that movie, and just that whole thing.
Riz.
Man, I loved her in that role and in that flick, and it's like, okay, I will watch that movie. I didn't even care about Kevin James's fiance. I thought, okay, who wants to marry her when Eva Mendez is right there? Yeah. Will is winning. I thought
her
that was great.
I'll never forget her name because it's an allergy medicine. Allegra.
Oh, the wife of of Kevin James.
James's obsession with
and
Allegra.
And then, you know what upped it for me? Was the ending of the movie when they're at the wedding and they're doing the dance scene. And Eva Mendes dancing in that dance scene was like, okay, all right. I've got to make that clap a little bit.
She can
make it clap. That's what I meant.
Wow.
And number three is Vanessa Bell Calloway in Coming to America. She was the one that was going to marry Eddie Murphy, and he had her barking like a dog. When she entered on that dude, it was like, holy moly, I want to be the king of Zamunda. And I actually met her. We were at the Super Bowl in L.A., and we were actually out with Kid. He was doing a comedy set or doing something. But she was at the place where he was performing. I actually got a picture with her. I was like, man, that is bark like a dog. That was great. So that's number three. And number two, I don't know why it's not number one. Number one is sentimental for me, but this could easily be. And it is Layla Rahsaan, Sunshine in Harlem Nights. Dude, when she makes the dude call his wife and say he's never coming home again. Just her scene in the bar when, she's looking at you. And then she walks over and she's just, oh, my gosh, that is sexiness time 10 on a freaking movie screen.
Okay.
She was incredible in that role. So that was definitely a movie crush for me for Harlem Nights at Sunshine, Layla Rahsaan. But one, it's sentimental and it's never, ever going to change. Because it's the first pair I saw on a movie screen.
Wow.
And it's Apollonia and Purple Rain.
Okay.
And that just makes you go, that is the hottest girl I've seen in my entire life.
And she's not wearing clothing.
And then all of a sudden, plop, plop, you go, whoa.
And she's fine, too, y'all.
What
let me
is
tell you
that?
Those are gorgeous. Wow.
I am
straight.
Seen anything like that before in my life. She was insanely beautiful in that scene, and
you never forget your first.
No, you'll never forget it, and I won't sitting in Inwood Theater watching that on the big screen.
It's
and
like
watching
a sunrise.
Oh man,
like man,
the sun and the moon at the same time.
Watch this every day.
No, you definitely could with her.
Shine that light on my face,
please do. All right, there you go. That's our top five movie crushes of all time. And I think we both did an excellent job at putting that together.
I thought so.